Takeaways from the June 9th primary elections. On June 9th, voters in Maine, South Carolina, Nevada, and North Dakota went to the polls. In Maine, voters selected Oysterman and military veteran Graham Platner, a dark horse candidate who won the race after Governor Janet Mills suspended her Senate primary campaign, to take on incumbent Senator Susan Collins, a long-serving political juggernaut in the state who ran unopposed for her party's nomination on Tuesday. In South Carolina, two state leaders outpaced two sitting members of Congress to advance to a runoff for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada made their pick for governor in a race that has drawn national attention as Democrats seek to take the seat back and Republicans seek to hold on to their gains from recent years. Here's what to know. Platner to face Collins. Democratic voters in Maine on Tuesday nominated Platner as their candidate to take on Collins, locking in the nominees for one of the most critical Senate elections of the 2026 cycle. At 9:23 p.m., the Associated Press projected that Platner would be the Democratic nominee. When the race was called, Platner led Mills, who withdrew her candidacy after polls showed her trailing Platner, by tens of percent, though only around 8% of the votes were in when the race was called. Platner's campaign recently came under scrutiny after several media outlets reported on allegations of past mistreatment of women and other controversies, some of which he has disputed. Platner's victory formalizes the 2026 Senate lineup, locking in the final picks for a race that has been characterized as the political fight of Collins's life by many observers. The five-term Collins was first elected in 1996 and has held on long beyond any other New England Republican at the federal level. This year, she faced no Republican challenger for the nomination. Meanwhile, the ranked-choice-style gubernatorial primary election remains too close to call. Democrats in the state seem on track to select epidemiologist, economist, and attorney Nirav Shah as their standard-bearer. He leads Hannah Pingree, U.S. Representative Chelly Pingree's daughter, as well as Angus King III, son of Senator Angus King. Republicans, meanwhile, seem on track to lock in former Navy intelligence officer Bobby Charles as their nominee, with Charles leading his closest competitor by around 18 points. Maine Democratic race undecided. In Maine's Republican-leaning 2nd Congressional District, the race to replace outgoing Representative Jared Golden remains too close to call on the Democratic side. For Democrats, including State Senator Joe Baldacci, brother of former U.S. Republican Governor John Baldacci, are facing off in the contest. Baldacci leads, followed closely by activist Jordan Wood. The Associated Press determined that no winner could be determined on Tuesday night, meaning the race will be determined using the state's ranked-choice voting system. The eventual nominee will face former Governor Paul LePage, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump. Republicans hope LePage will be able to flip the seat, which houses a district that voted for Trump in 2024. South Carolina GOP race heads to runoff. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette and Attorney General Alan Wilson will advance to a runoff election for the Republican gubernatorial primary on June 23. At around 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the Associated Press projected the race would go to a runoff. The two defeated a crowded field including Representative Ralph Norman, Representative Nancy Mace, and businessman Ram Reddy. At the time the race was called, Yvette led with 28.9% of the vote, while Wilson trailed closely behind with 26.4% of the vote, with around 58% of the vote counted. The Democratic Party's pick for the post, meanwhile, is State Representative Jermaine Johnson in the November general election. On the campaign trail, Johnson made a progressive economic pitch to Democratic voters, saying he would focus on boosting public education funding and addressing inequalities in the state. Yvette, an Ohio-born businesswoman, entered the race with both an incumbency advantage and an even more powerful boost, the endorsement of Trump. In recent weeks, the strength of Trump's otherwise powerful endorsement in gubernatorial politics had already been tested in Iowa, where political newcomer Zach Land defeated Trump-backed Representative Randy Feenstra for the Republican nomination in the state. While Yvette led the field in polling, Wilson trailed closely behind. Polls had shown Reddy, Norman, and Mace competing for the number 3 spot. Lombardo, Ford advance in Nevada. Incumbent Joe Lombardo will face off against Democratic Attorney General Aaron Ford in Nevada's gubernatorial election this fall. Lombardo, a former sheriff endorsed by Trump, defeated more than a handful of long-shot Republican candidates to win the GOP primary in the gubernatorial race in a landslide on June 9. The Associated Press called the race at 11:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Ford won the Democratic nomination for the governor's seat by a massive lead against Washoe County Commission Chair Alexis Hill. The Associated Press called the race at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Time. The battle between Lombardo and Ford will not be an easy fight, as the Cook Political Report ranks the seat as a toss-up. Nevada Democrats hope they can flip the governor's seat back to blue, after Lombardo unseated the state's most recent Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, who served just one term from 2019 to 2023. Trump won Nevada with 50.59% of the vote in the 2024 presidential election, and the outcome of the governor's race this fall could give the United States a glimpse of where voters in the purple state stand in a time of high gas prices and grocery bills, and a war in the Middle East.